Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, we continue to soldier on through the healthcare website issue nationally and locally. And what do you think the status of all that is right now, particularly in terms of Governor O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown? And I'm asking you really about the political significance of the hang-up.
We're seeing, you know, I think both on the state and nationally that these website things are starting to improve. There's slow improvements. But what's lurking out there, I think, for O'Malley and Brown are questions that have been raised about the contract that they signed off on for this project in the first place. They hired a North Dakota claims administration firm called Noridian to do this IT job. And there have been critics writing op-eds in the Baltimore Sun and other places who say that that was just really a bad decision that led to the problems that we've had in Maryland, to the point where Chris Van Hollen the other day called Maryland's system a mess. I mean, we were supposed to be, and O'Malley had proclaimed us to be the leader in implementing this law, and we were somewhere near the middle to the back of the pack.
Well, you wonder what the qualifications were of a claims administration. I don't even know what that means, actually, but what we needed was an IT operator.
Well, claims administrator basically handles the paperwork when people file claims to get their medical bills covered. But they do not design computer technology. So apparently, Noridian actually had to hire computer folks to set this system up. Governor O'Malley gave a press conference just on the afternoon before Thanksgiving in which he just tried to defend the performance of the Maryland system and saying, oh, it's getting better, it's getting better. And at that point, they had only signed up about 3,000 people for new insurance policies, and their goal is to sign up 150,000 by the end of March. And at that press conference, he was very, very, very defensive. And he was asked, well, wait a minute, what about extra cost and so forth? Who's on the hook? Is that the state of Maryland, the taxpayers? And O'Malley just said, I'm not prepared to discuss this at this point.
Well, you know, the political fallback for the lieutenant governor who wants to be the governor is that we're talking about a Democratic initiative, the president's initiative. So nobody really wants to be overly critical of this, since they're all Democrats.
Anthony Brown, the lieutenant governor, he was supposed to be Maryland's man in charge of this. He was head of a committee that did all the prep work for this. And interestingly, he sat there at this press conference and did not utter a word. It was another sort of bizarre element. So, yes, there's kind of no winning for Anthony Brown, it seems like, in this.
Well, he's not uttering a word on a lot of things. He's really just kind of playing this sort of Rose Garden strategy so far. But these questions by his opponents are really important because we're talking about administrative talent,
right,
experience, and judgment.
And who really, we don't know the answer to this, who really made some of these apparently bad decisions? And those are questions that are going to be going on probably long after this system really gets up and going.
Okay, Karen, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.